We continue our learning Le'ilin Ishmas, David ben Menachem, Baruch and Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Shkol and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. V'sholosh kupos shel sholosh shosh so'in tor min esalishka. So we mentioned this before. They would use three baskets. Each basket was able to hold a three sa'ah each, and that's they would withdraw the truma from the funds that were in the lishka, in the chamber. And these three baskets had the kasuv bahen aleph beis gimel. Three baskets had aleph beis gimel, and Rabbi Shmuel Omer was an aleph beis gimel. They had Greek letters. Yevanis kasuv bahem alpha beta gamla. So this is what we mentioned in the past. Here we have the three baskets where they would when they began withdrawing, and they did it every, we said they divided into three different times, three different seasons when they did it, and each of the baskets had, they were numbered, so they knew the sequence, which came first. If it went out of order, it wouldn't matter, but it's a mitzvah, min hamufka, to try to do it in the proper order. Ein ha-torim nechas lo bepargod chafus. So the Mishnah here has a list of things. Person who's torim, the one who withdraws the funds, the coins, and puts them in the baskets. So we had to be very careful that he was above suspicion of taking anything. People shouldn't think that, oh, if one day he gets wealthy, he must have become wealthy from the Trumas Halishka. So therefore, he can't enter, Ein HaTorim Nichnas Lo B'Pargod Chafus, can't enter the treasury's chamber wearing a hem garment. According to some say it's a cloak that was it was an enveloping cloak, so he was able to conceal money inside. Not allowed to do that as either. Velo b'minol, he can't enter with a shoe. Velo b'sandol, and not with a sandal. He're also afraid that maybe he's dropping coins into the shoe. Velo b'tfilin, velo b'kamia. Tefillin also has you're able to put something inside, as well as the kamiya, which is an amulet. Here too, it's a leather pouch, and it's worn around the neck. People, maybe they open up the leather and able to put money inside. Shema Yeoni, and here's the concern. Maybe possibility one is that he'll become poor. V'yomru me'avon halishka he'ani. He became poor because of the aver, because of the sin of stealing from the lishka. Or, as I said earlier, o shema ya'ashir, maybe he'll become wealthy. V'yomru bitrumas halishka ha'ashir. Maybe he's wealthy because he stole from the Lishka. Lefi, and the Mishnah explains why this is so important. Hashem knows what I did wrong. So what does it matter that people suspect me or not? Lefi Adam Tzorech Latzeisi Dehabrios, Kiderech Shetzorech Latzeisi Dehamakom. Person has an obligation in order to avoid suspicion, not only from Hashem, but even from people. And he does Shenamar v'yisem nikiyem Hashem in Yisrael. You have to be naki, you have to be innocent, clean, both in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Israel. This is written in the context in Parshas Matos of the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven who wanted to stay on Eiver HaYarden Mizracha, and they were told that they have to keep their promise that they're going to fight with their brothers in Eretz Canaan. And it was very important that they would come, and their request to stay on the other side would be granted if they would come and keep their promise and be avoid guilt by joining the Jewish people. So this is not just in the eyes of Hashem; it has to be in the eyes of Yisrael as well that they would come and lead in battle. The Omer, and then the Mishnah quotes another pasuk from Mishlei Perigimel, Umitza Chain V'Seichel Tov Be'Enei Elohim V'Yadam. We say similar. We just say V'Nimtza. We use that pasuk in our benching. So what does that mean? A person has to find favor and good in the and V'Seichel Tov and good understanding in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of man. Seer too, person has to be sure that people look at him in the proper way, and they don't suspect of anything wrong. Now, when we see two psukim, we have to wonder why we needed an extra pasuk. What did I not know from the pasuk of Yisem Nikim Hashem Yisrael? So the first one explained that just having that first pasuk may not be sufficient. Why? Because the reputation of the people themselves of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, Chatzis Shevet Menashe at the beginning, so they already ruined their reputation to some extent. They came to Moshe and said, "We don't want to live in Eretz Israel proper." So when it comes to people who already have tarnished their reputation, so then in order to be guiltless, in order to be innocent, they have to go out of their way to help fight and keep that promise. But a person who hasn't done anything wrong, hasn't said anything wrong, hasn't claimed, I don't want to live in Eretz Israel. So someone like that, so maybe he doesn't have an obligation to be above suspicion. Therefore, we need the Pasuk in Mishlei, U'matzachein v'sechal tov, b'nei Elokim v'yadam. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Shel beis Rabban Gamliel, haya nichnas v'shiklo bein etzba'osav. The members of Rabban Gamliel's family wanted to make sure that their shkolim would be used. We mentioned you have shkolim that are left over, that are part of the Moser. And what do we do with the Moser shkolim? Now, that doesn't mean if people have, they gave shkolim, they gave machzah shekel, and they ended up not using those shkolim for Korbanos Tzibur this particular season, doesn't mean they don't get the mitzvah. But they felt it was a mitzvah mena mufchar that their coins be used in buying the Korbanos, so they wanted to make sure that they were kind of the last people to throw in their shkolim. So they would, shel beis Rabban Gamliel haya nichnas v'shiklo and his shekel, whether it's a member of the family or maybe they appointed a shaliach, to hold the shekel bein etzbosav, in between the fingers. You couldn't put it in a pocket. You had to hold it in your hand. And then he would hold on to it of his zorkor lifnei hatorim, and he would throw it right in front of the person who was going to withdraw the truma, the funds, and this way it would be thrown right away into the basket. And the person who was going to withdraw, he would with intention, he would push it into the kupa, into that basket. Remember, there were those three baskets of each having three saw to make sure that Rabban Gamliel, possibly because of the family is so eminent, this way they would help out to make sure that this coin was in the kupa. And then the Mishnah says, Ein Toreim ad sheyomar lohem etrom, v'heino mimlo, trom, shalosh pe'amim. Person who does the withdrawing of the funds should not do so until he asks everyone, oh, should I withdraw the funds? And they say three times, trom. Now, why do you need to do that? So this is in order to emphasize that this is something that Chachamim want us to do. You have a similar thing when it comes to the cutting of the Omer, which we say is Docha Shabbos. So we say Kutzor, to make sure that it's done, that barley is harvested properly. You have also some say, you have when it comes to Chalitza. So if you do anything in public, you're supposed to say it three times. Chalutz Hanal is what's announced three times. So we do the same thing here. And others say that the three times is really not three times. It's really, although the simple reading of the Mishnah is, he asks Etrom and they respond Trom three times. But some say no, he asks Etrom and they say Trom. They say it twice, and then he asks again, Etrom. They say Trom twice, and then the third time, he says, should I Etrom? Should I withdraw? And they say Trom. They would only say it, he would say it once, and they would respond. So where do we see this? So we have this when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the second parak. The Rosh Beis Din would say Mekudash, and everyone would respond Mekudash. That's what the way people speak. Some say a person says to his friend, does this look good? And he responds Had Yafa Davar Zebeinecha. Is this Yafeh? V'hu Oneh. And he responds Yafeh. So that's the way Melech HaShomer and others explain this Mishnah. Yeah.